This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It is music from Chopper the Reaper, 015 Rising. Capricorn FM, Limbaba's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio is definitely in a full swing. I go by the name of King Bash, your side chick's favorite DJ, with the Mentis Dark himself. Welcome to the final hour of the show. It is the last Friday, man, of the month of February, and you know what that means, right? It's time to introduce you to an artist that's doing amazing stuff across the province. We call this Limpopo's next big thing. So if you're a Limpopo musician out there who has music registered, this is definitely for you as well. We want to give you the spotlight. Send through your music and your profile to music@capricornfm.co.za. And also you can CC Chris at capricornfm.co.za. Do include the hashtag Limpopo's next big thing in the subject line, and you might be next for the month of March. Speaking of which, I'm joined in studio. I think this is the youngest artist I've had, man. I've had in studio youngest artist I've actually had an interview with and a conversation with. He's 16 years of age. He has managed to create such great music, and it's so good you can't even ignore, right? So he goes by the name Toby Mamabolo, but the streets know him as Chopper the Reaper, right? He is the next Limpopo's next big thing that we have in the province. Yo, what's good, my brother?
What's good, King Besh?
Are you nice?
I'm easy. You?
No, I'm clean, man. So I'm going to put you on the spot. I don't know if you've done this before, but for someone that does not know who Chopper the Reaper is, as a person, how would you describe yourself?
I would describe myself as a very young man who is destined to be in life. I love music and I love making it.
Oh,
so,
man.
I just want to say, if you have something that you love, don't let anybody discourage you and just go for it.
Clean, clean, clean. Now let's talk about this stage name, Chopper the Reaper. What inspired this name? What does it mean? Take me through it. Take me through the journey of actually getting this name, Chopper the Reaper.
So when I was young, I used to live in Joburg with my dad in like grade 5.
Sure.
So he always taught me how to like make money.
Mm-hmm.
So my way was I wanted to sell clothes.
Mm.
So I started off with the name Chopper to Fly as the clothing brand.
Mm.
But then I saw my brother rapping and I thought it was cool, so I also wanted to do it. So I went as Chopper to Fly, and then my first time rapping for him, he told me that, hey, I'm ripping beats. So I just put it together, Chopper the Reaper.
Okay, all right. And I mean, at the age of 16, man, already have two projects, under your name. And of course, there's some that are following, right? Let's go back to your first encounter with music. I heard, you know, you did mention how much you love music.
Mm-hmm.
So when did the love of music form, and when did you start recording music?
I started recording in grade 8 properly, but I only started releasing in like 2025.
Mm-hmm.
It's because there were just ups and downs. You don't know what you're doing. So obviously you have to learn first, see your mistakes.
True.
And just like better yourself.
All right. And I mean, I always ask this, but you know, speaking of family, I want to speak a bit about your family.
Mm-hmm.
How did they react to you wanting to pursue this music journey? Because, it's a tough one at your age. Right?
Yeah, it's very tough.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, some will support, some won't, school, everything, get matric, go to university, is standard.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there has been support. Obviously, like, there are some family members who wouldn't want you to do it right now because you're young and they see social media, music does this and this. But, like, there is support now that they can see that I'm making an impact at such a young age.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And let's talk about your song writing. What inspires your lyrical content?
My lyrical content, basically like my life, and obviously like referencing from other rappers, 25K, Aries.
Mm. All right. And what made you choose this genre? I mean, I'm a hip-hop DJ. I love hip-hop. I love listening, you know, to such. But what made you choose this genre?
I feel like the love of the game, like, as I was young, I saw the music videos, it was cool, and, like, I feel like I have the swag, the sauce, and the voice, so it's just something I'm good at. It's what God has given me, so I wouldn't want to let it go to waste.
Most definitely. You know, a lot of people are shying away from hip-hop, as you know, right?
I do know.
And touching on other genres because, of course, it's not trending as much as it used to. So does it not, you know, scare you seeing that the genre is slowly fading away and it's not currently, you know, doing its most?
It doesn't really scare me, but, like, obviously sometimes when you're writing, you would think that, like, if I was in, for example, an amapiano artist,
yeah,
you would think how far would I have been right now. But then I don't even think it's important to me if hip hop is falling, because I believe I'm good at it. Mm-hmm. And if it's falling, I might be the one to bring it back. Who knows?
Most deaf. I love that. I love that, man. So let's speak about challenges. What has been, you know, your biggest challenge? I mean, you're still young, yes. Mm-hmm. But what do you think has been your biggest challenge navigating the music industry?
The biggest challenge, I feel like, it's just like keeping yourself going is the biggest challenge, because no one will tell you, like, say, keep writing, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
They only want to see the songs, and they don't see what's happening behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
Those nights where you don't feel like writing anymore.
Yeah.
When you can't cook up a line, it's very hard.
Yeah, yeah.
But then that's the biggest challenge. You have to keep yourself going, because no one else will.
All right. We can't speak of challenges and not speak of the highlights. What do you think has been your biggest highlight so far?
My biggest highlight?
Mm-hmm. Could be this interview, you know.
This is my biggest highlight.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my biggest highlights. But I think my biggest highlights is like performing for a crowd. Whoa. My first time performing, that was my biggest highlight.
I'm sure you were nervous, huh?
Very nervous. But now it's just a usual thing.
All right, man. We're still hanging out with Chopper the Reaper. I'm going to play you one of his songs, right? Do send through your messages. Send through your voice note, 079-899-6226. What I can tell you is that he is the youngest in the game doing the most. 16 years of age, right? Bad boy, now the bars are hot. The beats are hot. All you need to do is show him some love, man. Send through those voice notes. Send through those texts, 079-899-6226. He goes by the name Chopper the Reaper. I told you the boy's on fire, man. 16 years of age. He goes by the name Chopper the Reaper. In case you just joined us, this is Limpopo's next big thing. Oh, man, I've got talent in the studio right now. These are the songs that you need to add onto your playlist. Trust and Believe. He goes by the name Chopper the Reaper. The name of the song is called On The Way. What I did not mention before we went into the music is that I've got a surprise for the kid, right? I've got a surprise for the boy. And, you know, since we're giving him airtime, this is a big platform, man. It's a huge, huge platform. But there's someone that is joining me on the line, right? Right now. Trust me. One of the most talented South African rappers and music producers we have, right?
Yes.
He also started his music career in high school. Do you want to guess who that is? Nah, let me not. Let me not put you on the spot. Hey, yo, AB Crazy.
Yo, what's good?
What's good, my G? You nice?
I'm nice. I'm just chilling, man.
Hey, man, I know we're already in the second month, but Happy New Year. Haven't spoken to you this year.
Oh, yeah, man. Compliments, man. Like, yeah, so good. Let's see how 26, you know, what 26.
Yeah, 2026, man. 2026 has in store for us one time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Chopper, we gave AB Crazy your songs for him to listen to and to come on and give some words, you know, of inspiration on your craft. All right. So, AB Crazy, bro, the floor is yours, man.
Yo, Chopper, what's good, man?
I'm easy, you.
I'm chilling, man.
Nice.
Yeah, I listened to your tracks, man, and I think, you know, at 16, like, you really, really, really dope, man. Like, I think you can only get better, and all I can say is just, you know, keep going. Like, you at 16, I can't imagine, you know, like, at 16, I was struggling a bit, you know, but you're on another level, man. Like, you know, so I can only say get better, just keep doing it, man. You're still young. You still have a whole life ahead of you. You can produce more and more hits, man. But big up to you, man. You're really dope, yeah.
Nah, thank you so much. I'll take it to the top, most definitely.
AB, man. Cool. I mean, yeah. You started your music career in high school. You know, you won a talent competition and was recognized as, you know, the top artist in Mpumalanga, right? So to Chopper, who is starting off, you know, what else would you like to say to him, man, in terms of the game, the industry, just how he should navigate and carry himself, you know?
Yeah. Okay, first thing is just humility, just be humble. And then on the music side, that's just character-wise, you know, be humble, you know, take good care of yourself, stay away from, you know, stuff, you know, that's negative.
Yeah.
But now on the music side of things, I would say, try to also do more radio-friendly, you know, songs. As much as you can do, like, what's new now, I know the inspiration is there, you know, from your kindliness, your kindliness, your brother Cooper, there's your 25K and everybody. But, like, I'm just saying that also try to jump on something commercial. I mean, jump on a Nkompo beat. You never know, like, how far you can take this and how much you still have in store for us, you know?
Yeah.
So you never know, you know? So the as much, as many followers, as much as you can get a lot of following and a lot of views on YouTube, I bet you, I'm telling you now, the fact is a few radio plays can give you a whole lot more impressions than, you know, what you get even on TikTok. But the TikTok is still fun. But all I'm saying is I would like to hear you and your good rap on something different. You're already doing it on the hip-hop, so just challenge yourself there. I'd like to hear you on a more commercial Afro beat or Afro soul or even a Nkompo beat and have someone sing the hook and you do the verses, maybe a love song. I think that would be great. That's a challenge. It's just my opinion.
Most definitely.
You know, just to see how far you can take it, you know.
I appreciate the advice.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Chopper, do you have maybe a question for AB Crazy? If you do. If you don't, it's also fine.
What kept him going?
What track did I go with?
No,
what,
like...
What kept you going? What kept you going? Not keeping up.
Yeah.
What kept me going is my passion for music, my love for music. I mean, I did it when I was in high school, so... It's something that it wasn't cool to make music back in the day. I'll tell you that. So, but it's something that I like to do. It was like that sport that, you know, nobody really cared about at the time. It wasn't cool to do it, but I just kept going. So even now, I still make music because I love it. You know, it just ended up being like a job or whatever, but it's my passion is what keeps me going at all times. So, yeah, man, my love for music. I didn't do music because I found other people or I saw. Yes, I was influenced and inspired by others, but it was passion. So for me, it's the passion. I really love what I do. So, yeah, man, I just love it. That's what kept me going.
I hear you.
One time. Yeah. AB Crazy, thank you so much, my brother, for coming and joining us this afternoon, coming through to join us this afternoon, man. But I need to know, we did say we're going to try something new in 2026, but the year has started. What can we expect from AB Crazy in 2026, Maji?
Oh, yeah. I dropped another 10th last year, October.
Yeah.
So the track is doing well on radio. So we just finished with the, we just did the video, and I just dropped the video trailer or the promo. And the video should be out, drops on television and YouTube next week from Monday. Yeah, so for now, it's another chance music video. And then I think I'll give myself maybe like 2 months and then I'll make new music. But yeah, I expect music with Zakwe. I did a great feature with Zakwe, another feature with Professor.
Wow.
And many others. There's I've got Driller. I'm working on something special with the young boy called Driller. He's also coming up. He's so dope, very talented. Bandito. We're just keeping it moving. So yeah, there's a lot more coming. Yeah.
No, big shout out to you, my bro. Thank you so much for always taking time out of your busy schedule, man, to come and speak and, you know, uplift the young and upcoming artists that we have here and everyone else that looks up to you. So big ups to you, my brother.
No, thanks so much for having me, man.
One time.
Sure.
And that's what it is. You heard the man, AB Crazy, you know, putting you on blast, giving you words of inspiration. I mean, that's an OG there.
Yeah.
That's an OG there, right? So, I mean, before we continue with this conversation, let me go through some of the messages and the voice notes that came through. I have a message here that says, that's my brother right there, Chopper the Reaper, from the streets to the radio waves. We always knew you were next. Make us proud. It's Ntsetsi. I hope I pronounced that right.
Yeah, you did.
All right. The youngest in the game. Quite inspiring. Keep doing what you love, but stay in school. You know, hashtag Chopper the Reaper. This is from Mark Orm. All right. Let me see. There's voice notes here.
Hey, Bashuga. Nishbeza from Vuan.
Yeah, yeah.
Lipompa in the talent. Yeah. In the talent.
Mm.
Tell the guy where you are. He has so much talent. He has so much talent. Just tell him, keep going, no matter what. blind the man of blind.
Big shout out, man. Well done, Chopper the Reaper. I'm super proud of what you have achieved and become. May the God of Zion keep on protecting you and your talent. I love you with all my heart, unconditionally, son. That's from Daddy Levi, right?
Thank you, Dad.
So your dad, I mean, I heard on some of your songs, you rep your dad on both songs, right?
Yeah.
And it fits in so well. Big shout out to Levi supporting, you know, his son and all. Let me check out another voice note.
King Pesh.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. My name is Happy Hlongwane. Chopper the Reaper. He's good, man. He's doing quite well. His music is like, he's been in the game for a while. Okay, an advice I can give to him is that he may try to play the big games, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know who's his role model, but it's better if he can play the big games than trying to remain locally, if you understand what I'm saying. Because I've noticed that most artists that are doing well in hip-hop,
they
export their music. So yeah, they are doing quite well. I don't know which way to take, which step to take, but it's better he plays the good the big games. Thanks.
A big shout out to you. Thank you so much. He's listening right now. Chopper the Reaper, the biggest, my little bro. Big shout out from Lutendo. He's going far. Shout out, Chop. All right. So keep your voice notes, keep your messages coming through. 079-899-6226. I'm in the studio with the youngest in the game. The most, he's doing the most in the streets, man. He goes by the name Chopper the Reaper. All right. So, Chopper, I mean, what's next for you? What are your future plans? Let's say in the next 5 years, what is it that you want to see from your brand? As the youngest artist that I think we have in the province that's doing the most, what is it that you want to see within Chopper the Reaper, within the brand? In 5 years, you'll be what, 21? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So let's speak that. In the next 5 years, where would you like to see yourself? What is it that you want to say to yourself? Or, you know what, I really did it. I accomplished so, so much.
In 5 years, I want to be able to rap in front of over 50,000 people, mm-hmm. and fill up stadiums, and also just like bring back the culture and bring it back to Limpopo, because I feel like in the province that we're in, not a lot of people believe in talent here. So I want to uplift the talent here and uplift everyone who is an artist to keep going and never stop.
Nah, most definitely, man. So before I let you go, where can people find you? Where can people connect with you if they want to work with you? Where are you available?
You can find me on Instagram at Chopper the Reaper. And then if you want to listen to the music, Chopper the Reaper, iTunes, everywhere, Spotify, YouTube, you name it.
So is it Chopper the Reaper, Chopper the Reaper?
Chopper the Reaper.
T-H-E, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's where you can find him, man. And but do you have any shout-outs, Chopper, people that you want to give shout-outs to out there?
Shout-out to my moms, shout-out to my dad, my aunt, and my uncle, Marme by George, who has kept me going. He has put me on the spot with shows and everything. Shout-out to everyone who supports me and all my supporters, and I love them.
Oh, most definitely. We're about to let him go, but keep your voice notes, keep your messages coming through. I see some of them are coming through right now, but before I go into the music, let me check them out so that we can let Chopper the Reaper go, right? Let me see. What do we have here?
Hello, Kimbesh. Hello, Chopper. You are so inspiring. You are inspiring a big woman like me. I love music too, and I wish I could have explored music as early as you are right now. One day, Lernarta Hono Fitamo and Ofitling Hona. Do not stop, do not be discouraged by anything. Even when life happens, keep pushing. You are on the right track. Well done, and congratulations on your projects.
Thank you so much.
So prefer the guy, the boy, the young dude, Yalefa. Are very singers, more singers than album, because album in a low time. One of the album we want, no one, Gigi Chopper the Rubasalo, and I'm moving your melody. So, one of the singing, someone of the singing, work a long journey than with a short process of album one. But anyway, the dude is so hot. I was up the river, the Mahavet Lela. He made to put to Homogam of Homogam, Digger was again. Guys, salute that boy. Come salute. Away, salute.
Away, salute.
One time, one time.
Wow, wow, wow. Ah, you're rocking, my bra. Ah, congratulations to you, my younger brother, man. You are doing well, you are doing well. Ah, your music so amazing. From Gomana Jimmy, listening from Mahone, Raskoro, Danko, Danko.
Big shout out. Thank you so much. A message saying continue using God given, your God given talent, champ. I'm so proud of you. Hashtag I am Chopper's mom. Wow. Big shout out, man. Big shout out to your moms.
Thank you, Manilo.
All right. There's another one here. Let me take another one real quick. I'm out of time. Chopper the Reaper, your journey has begun and the world isn't ready for the power you are building. This is from afar. So, all right. So, yeah, man, we got to let you go, but we're going to let you go with a jam, one of your jams, which is Where We At, all right? So a big shout-out to you. Thank you so much for coming through. All the best in your future endeavors. I know that Limpopo as a whole and the country is in great hands because you have already started. They always say when you start early, you finish strong, right?
Yes.
So you have started early, so there's no other way that your finish will not be strong. So keep on going, keep on sowing, keep on believing in God, man. Keep on praising God's name so that he's the one that can uplift you, right? So that others and your destiny helpers will be here also to take you to the next level, right? So a big shout out to you, man. Thank you so much for coming through, right?
Thank you, King Bash.
He goes by the name Chopper the Reaper. Check him out on all social media platforms. The youngest we have in the game. All we need is support, right?
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.